Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. We're doing various chapters with regards to a person that is sick and the virtues of visiting him, and then as his sickness is progressing, how people visiting him, how they should still give him encouragement, what he should be reading at the last moments of death, those that are around him, what they should be saying, encouraging him to read Kalima, etc. Then we did the du'as that should be read at the time when a person passes away, how we should deal with a person when he passes away, and that there is no harm. Yesterday we did, there is no harm, there is nothing wrong if a person weeps and he sheds tears at the loss of somebody that is close. This is a sign of rahmat that Allah Ta'ala has put in the heart. Sharia has allowed us so many things, but obviously within limits. So even in this weeping also, then we don't hire and we don't employ professional mourners, nor do we wail and we scream uncontrollably. This is not part of a Muslim. So there is allowance, but within limits. A person is allowed to make nikah, but within limits. So Islam has got allowances, but allowances within limits. So today we do another chapter also. Here this chapter will teach us that how much respect Islam gives to confidentiality. Confidentiality means something that is private, is regarding someone else. We don't disclose it. Nowadays the West and the East, they seem to try and promote this, market it and encourage it, because this thing has been lost in the community. Amanat dari, to be honest, somebody has told us something in privacy. Now that talk is something that shouldn't be gone public. Sometimes you find amongst ladies and even amongst men now, it's so common, and even with social media it becomes even more aggressive in terms of the way it's disclosed, things that are supposed to be private, things that were spoken privately. You hear somebody, one person writing another letter to someone else, you call it an open letter. So everyone must see. So now what is private about that letter if it's an open letter? So therefore we must analyze and look at situations. Is this meant to be between two people? It is not for the rest of the public to come to know. Sometimes somebody tells us something in confidence with the hope that we will honor and will respect that privacy that they're expecting us to keep. This is something that is very important in our Shariat. To such an extent that we honor confidentiality and privacy, today's chapter actually shows us that when a person dies, a person passes away, those people that are giving the ghusl of the body also, they must respect confidentiality also. They were the people around the body when giving the ghusl. They should not even disclose what they saw as far as the mayyit is concerned. That is the high level Islam gives to something that's supposed to be private, something that's supposed to be confidential. This is the respect of another Muslim that we are talking about. We should honor it. Is there any other deen in the world that can teach us this level? That we honor a person's speech, it's confidential, we look after it, it's an amanat. We honor a person's body also after he passes away. What we see when we're giving the ghusl, even that also we respect. So today's chapter, Babul Kaffi, Hamma Yara Min Al Mayyiti Min Makruhin. The chapter on refraining from relating anything disliked one notices in a mayyit, in a person that has passed away, the corpse, the body. If we see anything that is disliked, we refrain, we don't speak about it, we don't talk about it. This is the honor of my Muslim brother that is there, I must not speak about it. An Abi Rafi' Aslama, Mawla Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Anna Rasulallahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Qal man ghassala maytan, فكتم عليه غفر الله له 40 مرة رواه الحاكم وقال صحيح على شرط مسلم. أبو رافي أسلم رضي الله عنه, he was the freed slave of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was given to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as a gift by his uncle Abbas رضي الله عنه. Who is this Abu Rafi Aslam? He was the freed slave of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was given as a gift. We know in those days, nowadays it's not common, in those days it was something that was common, that people had slaves for them, they had slaves working for them, etc. But Islam taught such a high level of taking care of these people, that even they were taken care more than sometimes people's own family members, they would take care of slaves. And to such an extent that Islam has made it an ibadat, an act of worship, sawab, to free slaves. So slaves were taken care of, unlike the Western world, they were treated like animals. Islam was treating them with very high regard. To such an extent, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam encouraged that feed them from what you eat, clothe them from what you wear also, and by freeing them is a very, very great reward. So anyway, this Hazrat Abbas radiallahu anhu had given Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the slave as a gift. His name was Aslam. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had him, but when Abbas radiallahu anhu accepted Islam out of happiness that my uncle has accepted Islam, then the slave that he had given me, I freed him for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So now look at that slave, what a relationship he had with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. 63 ahadith are related by him. Who was the person that was the slave of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the freed slave now, Hazrat Aslam radiallahu anhu. So anyway, he's the reporter of this hadith. So he says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, one who performs ghusl for the deceased person and he conceals what he sees, Allah will forgive him 40 times. Not one time. One time is enough to forgive all a person's sins. All his minor sins is enough. But here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is forgiving him 40 times. So how fortunate it is. So the first thing we learn is the reward that there is for giving ghusl to a mayyit. It's not something small. We should appreciate those people that take out time and they make effort, sometimes in the middle of the night, in the cold, and sometimes in distant places. They fetch the body, they take the body, they make the ghusl. Allah ta'ala reward them and allow us also to participate in this process. But one thing is very important is this condition that comes with it, is that one who performs ghusl of a deceased person and he conceals whatever he sees. In other words, sometimes a body takes a different shape at the time of death. Sometimes the color of the body also changes, it becomes dark, etc. Sometimes there are signs, outward signs that don't look good. Now if this person is going to expose that and he's going to disclose that, sometimes the body is disfigured. So person is going to expose, it will hurt firstly the family members to hear this, the others, etc. And it's also a bit of shame to the family. So why do this? Here we are being told that you have been appointed. Firstly, who should be giving the ghusl? Ulama explained, are those people that have been appointed to give the ghusl. Not anybody can just walk in there into the ghusl khana and say, I want to be part of the process. People who have been appointed, or people that the family members wouldn't mind, they would be happy that this particular person is present in the ghusl. Those only are the people that should be there present. Anybody else just going there, it is makruh actually, it is reprehensible. Dislike that anybody just walks in there and is part of this process. This is a very private thing, ghusl of the mayyit, but there is very, very great rewards. So we should also desire in the heart that Allah Ta'ala allow us and gives us the opportunity also to participate and help the brothers that are making ghusl, giving ghusl, so we can also get this reward. Imagine 40 times a person is forgiven by making ghusl of the mayyit, provided he doesn't speak of any ill quality, evil quality of the person. If there is some good quality, that we are giving ghusl of a person and he was smiling, and there was such a mubarak smile on his face, there is no harm. Person can mention. But when it comes to private matters, etc., those are the things that we don't mention. We be very, very careful. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. And we see how much Islam considers the respect of a person. Even after he is gone, then also we don't say anything that will take away the respect of a person unnecessarily. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma, wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil